Good morning, good morning. How y'all doing today? Good stuff. Hey, if you're in the lobby, we'll actually make your way into the sanctuary, please. We're going to start service in just a moment. But if it's your first time here, welcome to Hope Chapel. We're so excited to have you here today on a Sunday morning. It's kind of rainy-like, but it's all right because we can be excited that Jesus lives in our hearts and he's the light of the world in us. And so we get a chance to shine bright in this earth that we live in. So, Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for another opportunity where we get to come together with a full expectation in our hearts for what you're going to do in us. God, I thank you that as we get a chance to just worship and praise your name, God, that you get the glory out of our lives. And as we lift these songs up before you today, Lord, just bless us and bless our time together. That worship is not about us, but it's about you. So we thank you for this time. We thank you for this service in Jesus' name. Amen.
Harmony, whatever her name is, I have a new name. remember her? I don't know. You were there. I wasn't there. Except for this. Let Cindy talk. I just, huh? Hannah Poetry. She was what, 28 years old when she got saved? Raised on the street, daughter of a heroin addict. And she does poetry and songs about, I have a new name. You know, one of the things that struck me last night is Carol was just sharing a couple of things. She was going, it was good, it was okay, it was, oh, but it was this. And then there was, oh, and then there was that, which, you know, comes out of the expression of what Father was speaking and saying in her heart. There's a guy named Abram. And God said, I want you to come out of the Ur of the Chaldees, and I'm going to give you a new name. And he became Abraham. He gave Sarai a new name. Sarai means contentious woman, and then he renamed her Sarah. And with me, he changed my name too when I came into the kingdom. No longer I was Don. Now I'm, you know, the son of God. Don the son. He's my father now. That each of us, there's a name change that takes place the moment we come in the kingdom. Our main name is now, it was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now he's the God of Don and Carol and Josh and Omar and Cindy. That now we bear witness to a brand new name that he's given us, because brand new names open brand new doors. And today's going to be an exciting day as we talk about fasting. Oh, you're going to love it. So this morning as we worship you, Father, we take time to stop. Lord, we invite you into this little conclave, this little place of a few people that truly desire for you to move, not only within this building, but with our own hearts and our own lives. So, Lord, as you break bread this morning, let the freshness of your word fill our nostrils and fill our minds and fill our expectations. That as we begin to take steps of deeper walks in you, Lord, that the expression of your life will be even more. When we read that scripture this morning, that you fatten our bones, that we understand what that is all about, as we read out of Isaiah today. And Lord, I ask for your touch and your love and your hand to be placed on Tom right now, who's at the hospital. And we just, Lord, we just curse whatever's going on. Lord, we just curse and bind whatever sickness is coming. He is a new creature in Christ. You dwell in him, and where you live, sickness cannot live and dwell. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we claim healing. Whatever's going on with his body right now, whether it be in the lung capacity or whether it be in other areas, Father, we ask for your gentle touch of your healing to be laid upon him. And we ask that in Jesus' name. We pray for Alexa's little boy, that whatever is going on with that little child, Lord, that you touch and you bring health and you bring healing there. Father, we thank you that, Lord, my body has already taken a turn. We're on the mending thing, but Father, I ask again for speedy recovery. Father, for the young man that was with us last week, that his mom, he calls me, and his mom had surgery this week, and she's going to be at church for the first time in a while. God, we ask for speedy recovery to her. I don't know her name, but Father, you do. I ask for speedy recovery for her, and then in the middle of that church that no longer has a pastor and beginning to search for him, I ask that, Father, you find the right guy and bring the right guy to that church, and then their pastor that was dismissed, Scott, I ask you to be with him as we are possibly getting to meet with him this week, to love and to embrace, to encourage, and let him know that life isn't over. So, Father, we ask you to come into this dwelling place. Let your face shine upon us. May you be gracious to us all the days of our life. And may you extend your loving kindness in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen and amen, amen. Let us stand and let us worship the King and the Lord of all. It may seem like there's such a heavy fog going on, but listen, I've got it all in control. I've got it control all the way from the president to what's going on in the Supreme Court. I've got it all the way down to the police officers in each city. Pray for those that are in authority. So, Father, as we prepare for our tithes and offerings, Lord, we know that we're living in a time that is out of control, it seems to be a base with so many things that are going on and so many things that are counterculture to the Christian norm and the Christian culture. That, Father, as I listen to things that Carol shared last night of one speaker saying that the church in America doesn't like to be confronted, that we like to make our own decisions of what we want to hear, what we want to do, and how we want the church to be. Yet, you are the one that's in control. What we want is full liberty for you to move in the midst of who we are and change us. Today, we will endeavor of looking in the scriptures about fasting. As this morning, we're calling this little congregation to a 40-day fast. And in relationship to a group of five guys, in a relationship to a small group of people in England, and when they came together in unity with the fast, you set direction. I'm believing today direction is about to be released as we enter in. Lord, already I know of one person that has already started their 40-day fast 2 days early, and it'll be a 42-day fast for them. Father, mine begins today in all earnestness. And I'm still hearing, waiting to hear the complete direction of where you're wanting to take me. But I'm in full comfort of where you're going to take us. So this morning, we ask you to bless this offering as we take it up, to meet the needs of what you have called us to be. It is far beyond any of us and what we think. Lord, there are people that are in this church that are called into ministry that you've spoken to me, that you've not yet spoken to them. There are some, Lord, that has not been clarified yet. I ask in this next 40 days that that calling comes upon them and that there are clarification in some of that. Because what you have for us is more than what we have seen or visualized. We look at dark rather than light. The question becomes, what does light have to do with darkness? And Lord, what we do is ask today to step into that light. So we ask you to bless this offering to meet the needs. I already have dreams, Father. I'm already claiming a building next to us. We're 30-something people, and I'm already getting designs for a building. I'm already laying those out because I know that is what your heart is. So Lord, we have not because we ask not. So Lord, I ask. I ask you to meet every need and, Father, every dream that we have that is according to your word and your plan. So, God, we ask for your blessings to flow this morning. We ask that in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen.
Our hearts will rise.
and singing this song today just hit me. That in order for us to live, we have to have breath in our body. And the only way to really pronounce a person going from this earth is for the breath to leave the body. And so as long as we're here, as long as we're alive on this earth, and we have breath in our body, there's still hope for our future. There's still purpose in every one of us that is here right now. And none of us is a hopeless case. We may have said things, had bad attitudes. We may have done things that we don't even want our families or even God himself to know. But as long as he's giving you breath in your body, there's still a purpose and a destiny for your future. And when we sing a song that is your breath, it's not just me breathing in and out on my own, but God fashioned the lungs in my body for me to be able to inhale and exhale. That is a constant life flow that's in me, and that when I get saved, it's that life that's overflowing in me. So when I take my breath, I breathe in God, and when I exhale, I breathe out God, and it's constant going in the atmosphere. So when I lift up his praises, I'm taking the very breath that he put in my body, and I'm singing a song back to him with the very breath that he breathed life into me with. What an honor. What an honor. That for us as finite beings that can be here today and in an instant be gone tomorrow, that God found fit for us to be the carriers of his spirit, the carriers of his breath, the carriers of his worship. That as we sing songs to him, it's just a repetitive cycle of him receiving their breath back to himself that he once kissed and made eons ago. So when we sing this bridge again, that all the earth, that includes you, will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Use the breath in you. No matter what you've been facing all week long, push past all of that, because it doesn't matter in comparison to who God is. You failed, it's all right. Get back up again. Don't stay down. You've been sick, he's a healer. But use your key. Unlock heaven with your worship. And use that breath and sing it back to him.
Shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great. Shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. Great are you, Lord.
Just remind yourself that you're so great.
Great. give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, holy. Great are you, Lord.
I shared a story that everyone here's heard more than once about a blind guy getting healed in Peru. And that was cool. But to see his wife come charging through the church like a football player and